Britain.
Private tuition. Premium economy. Private education is becoming more egalitarian.
When Charlotte Hobbs decided to teach her 11-year-old pupil about the imaginary maths needed to work out the square root of a negative number, she knew it would be a stretch. But her ambition paid off. The girl quickly mastered the concept and now hopes to study maths at university. Most remarkably, Ms. Hobbs achieved her feat in a foster home, not a West London Victorian terrace. Private tuition has long been popular with the rich. A gaggle of London-based firms hire new graduates from Oxford and Cambridge who charge £70 to £100 an hour to prepare children for independent school entrance exams taken at 11 or 13. Yet thanks to ambitious parents and government policies, many more children from lower-income families are being tutored. The primary force is the pupil premium, a scheme that channels extra money to schools with poorer pupils. This payment, which is rising from £623, that's $950, per pupil this year, to £900 in 2014, has created a market for private tuition in state schools. Ms. Hobbs works for Tutor Trust, a not-for-profit organisation which provides one-to-one sessions for £18 an hour. The firm's 220 tutors tend to be students at Manchester University, keen to earn some extra cash. Since February 2012, they have taught for more than 10,000 hours in schools across the city. According to figures from Ofsted, the education regulator, two-fifths of schools are using their pupil premium cash to pay for one-on-one tuition. A third are using it for group tuition. The aim is to improve results and shrink the yawning gap between the academic achievements of poor children and richer ones in England's schools. But it is not just the hardest up who are getting private help. Parents on ordinary incomes are hiring more tutors too. Explore Learning, a private tuition chain, says that many of its customers use government childcare vouchers, which are tax-free, to pay for tuition. Lower earners receiving tax credits can claim back up to 70% of the cost. It helps that franchises such as Kumon, a Japanese firm, lower costs for parents by teaching in groups. These kinds of out-of-hours outfits have long been popular in East Asia. Roughly three-quarters of South Korean students attend a hagwon after school. This combination of rising subsidies and fiercer competition means that the army of tutors is likely to get bigger. This should be welcome news. The Education Endowment Foundation, a charity, estimates that a year of one-to-one tuition is equivalent to five additional months of schooling. Tutors are particularly valuable for difficult subjects such as maths. The government's aim to ensure that more of England's poorer children reach their potential is still an aspiration. If its policies break the link between tutoring and income, it may yet become fact.